Years ago on Monday, women usually did that. Get up every Monday morning and get the water all on, get ready to do your washing. Get ready to do your washing. Then what'd you have to do the next day?
Well, if you had children in school, you had irons on.
That's right. Didn't have washing.
Didn't have no laundry done doing them up.
You had to do it yourself, right?
That's right.
What is the part of the house that covers the house?
Well, you call that the top.
The top on, on that, okay. The part that goes along the edge of it that the water runs down.
Well, that's the drain, gutter. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, gutter.
What kind of siding did most people used to build before we had brick all the time? What was the...
Well, it was plank.
Just plank.
This one's plank.
Yeah, it's painted on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I ain't got one room but what's plank, and it's just one side and one, two ends to the block, and in the, where the partition runs, it is sheetrock.
Mm-hmm. And inside. What did some people call the building outside that they used to store tools and lumber?
No.
And just a storage place
outside.
Well,
they call that what is it, Ben, they call it?
Tool shed.
Tool house and such as putting that in it, and then we always had us a smokehouse where we put our meat and smoke it.
And they had another little house now. They had a lot of little houses.
Yeah,
one more.
Right.
Well, the one that you went to when you didn't have an inside bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that, they would call that the, I can't think of nothing like I used to, honey. But they called it the place where, they called it the dressing room, I reckon you'd call it, where you took your bath and dressed.
Mm-hmm. Or where you didn't have an inside bathroom. Did you ever call it a toilet? Or
well, you...
Privy.
All right, that's one word people use.
Well, that was outside
that. Mm-hmm. That's what we were talking about, houses. That a house had a smokehouse and a tool shed. They had a privy or whatever name. Did they ever have any joking names they called it?
You know what your niece called it now, Johnny.
Johnny,
all right. That, and of course then they had the barn. You didn't have just a house like you got on a lot now. You just had a whole
business of what we needed.
Right.
Our houses and all.
That's right.
Buggy house.
Wagon
shed.
Yeah.
Hen house.
That's right.
Hog pen.
What did you call them? What you kept your hens in that wasn't the main hen house, but when you had a setting hen and you wanted to keep her off the nest and you shut her up in a little,
I always built a coop and put her in it.
Little chicken coop, that's what it was, chicken coop. That you had little, and they'd sometimes dig and squeeze out from under it because they didn't want to be in there, they'd make so much noise.
So, it's like I tell you, I ain't thought about such as that in so long.
Well, now see, but that's fun to me. I hope this is to you.
Well, think about it.
And then they had another one. They stored the corn in.
That's a crib.
Corn crib, right? And you were talking about the rats in the attic. Now that's the place that the rats liked, was a corn crib.
Well, but you know how to get rid of them? When they gathered the corn, my daddy, when he gathered his corn, you know what he done?
What did he do?
He went to town, got him about 4 or 5 pounds of this old sulfur, and when they'd come bring a load of corn, he'd just get in there and sprinkle it on there. We didn't have no rats.
And horses and things would still eat the corn.
Oh, yeah, he was good for their blood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take that, and it's supposed to help be a blood mess.
Mm-hmm.
Sulfur.
Mm-hmm.